إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. فقد وصف الله تعالى المؤمنين حيث قال: رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, to have the fear and the consciousness of Allah Azza wa Jal. He describes the believers saying those who are not distracted by business, by the dunya, from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the giving of zakat, the establishment of prayer, and they fear the day that the eyes and the hearts will turn from fear of Him. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we now have, many of us will have some time off from studying. There's a time of vacation. And we ask, what should we do with this time? What is permissible in Islam in terms of entertainment? And what is the goal of entertainment in Islam? Islam, it does not require us to always be serious and always be in a state of seriousness, but it allows for times of relaxation and entertainment. We see this in the story of Handala radiallahu anhu, who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, nafaqa Handala." Handala said, he said about himself, Handala has become a munafiq. See, Handala, and we see the high status of the salaf, of the sahaba, he wanted his iman to always be the way it was with the Prophet ﷺ. And he was so sensitive to the changing in the level of his iman, for the changing in that state of fear of Allah, that he noticed when he went home. He saw that when he went home and he played with his wife and his children, that level of iman, it wasn't the same as it was with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, "I've become a munafiq." You see his fear, his consciousness and his self-reproach. This is the sahaba. They were so sensitive to what Allah had commanded them. They were so sensitive to the state of their iman. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "What is wrong, O Handala?" And he said, "When you remind us of paradise and the hellfire, it's as if we see it in front of us, as if we're looking at the paradise and the hellfire." This is the sahaba, when they hear the words from the Prophet ﷺ, as if they saw it in front of them. But then Handala said, "When I go home, I play with my children and my wife, and I forget about the hellfire. I forget about paradise. So I must be," he reproached himself, "perhaps I'm a munafiq." And the Prophet ﷺ, he assured him, he said, "Handala, if you could stay that way, on that level of iman, when you're with me, if you could stay that way all the time, the angels would come and shake your hands in the street. That is such a high level of faith." But then he told Handala some advice. He said, "Sa'atan fasa'a. Sa'atan fasa'a. 1 hour at a time. 1 hour you have a high level of iman. Another hour you might not have such a high level of iman. But do not worry," he reassured him. "Sa'atan fasa'a." So the believer, he spends his time between seriousness and permissible means of recreation, permissible means of entertainment. Because the soul cannot always be at that high level of faith and iman. The Prophet ﷺ, he allowed the believers to have times of entertainment. He himself would race with Aisha in the street. He would wrestle with some of the Sahaba to strengthen his body. As you know, the Prophet ﷺ, he wrestled with Rukana, one of the strong men of his time, and he defeated him. And because of that, Rukana became Muslim. So in Islam, entertainment has a role. In our religion, entertainment has a role, but within limits. Within the limits set by Allah Azza wa Jal. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the great Khalifa, he said, there's no harm for a Muslim to have recreation, to have entertainment, as long as he doesn't make this his habit in life. It doesn't become his whole life is entertainment. As they have in some bumper stickers, born to be entertained. This is what has happened. People have gone to an extreme where the goal of life is to be entertained. And they lost out on the real goal of every believer. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We were born to meet Allah Azza wa Jal. We were born to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. We were born to die one day. These are the certainties in life. So entertainment, according to Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, it shouldn't become the habit of one's life, the goal of his life, to always be entertained. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, I'll give you talks and speech as long as you're eager to listen. But if you become bored with that, then I will not give you any more talks at that time. The reason he said this is so because the heart of a person, when it becomes without any entertainment, it becomes blind. It needs to be refreshed. It needs to be relaxed. This is the nature of human beings. And this is what the Sahaba were explaining. But my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this shouldn't be taken and misunderstood. These narrations about permissible entertainment, it shouldn't be understood to mean that during the hours of seriousness, during the hours of dhikr of Allah, we should restrain them and make them as little as possible. And say that we're supposed to be entertained in Islam, so when it comes to the times of salah, we're neglectful. Or when it comes time for the dhikr of Allah, and the remembrance of Allah, we make it as little as possible. And then the rest of the week, or the rest of the month, or the rest of our life is busy and entertained. This is a wrong understanding of these texts. The goal of entertainment in Islam is to refresh our hearts so that we can return to our true purpose, which is the ubudiyyah of Allah. To return to our true purpose, which is to worship Allah and to be ready to meet Him and to serve the ummah and to serve those who have rights on us. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, another important reminder for myself and all of you is that although entertainment is permissible in Islam, there are guidelines in the Sharia. There are guidelines that this entertainment should be permissible. It should be within what Allah and His Messenger have allowed. For example, going and watching television, saying that Islam allows one to entertain oneself. And yet there's images of haram. There's many things that go against the teachings of Islam. Uncovered people, the awrat are exposed. We have to avoid those things that are forbidden in Islam. Abu Darda, he said, I relax my heart through lawful entertainment. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he said, I make my heart relax, but with that which is lawful. What is lawful is not speaking ill of others. For example, if some people gather together and with the goal of relaxing and they begin to talk about the faults of other people, this is not lawful entertainment. Going and sitting in a public street, for example, when many people are walking by uncovered in clothing and sitting there and looking at the haram, this is not lawful entertainment. This will take one away from the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, amusement and entertainment is a means to an end. It's a means to an end. We were not born for entertainment. We were born to fulfill our worship of Allah, but relaxing ourselves in order to give us energy when the time comes for it. This is allowed in Islam. The Prophet ﷺ spent time with his wives, relaxing at home with his wives and having light conversation with them. But when it came time for seriousness, he was the first one to stand up and defend the religion. As you know, in Medina, one time there was a large sound, a sound that came from outside of the city. And everybody, many people in the city, they heard this sound and they became fearful. Maybe an army is coming. Maybe there's some wild animals that are coming to the town. So they got together and they decided amongst themselves, let one of us go and see what is happening there. So when they started to leave, the Prophet ﷺ was returning back. He was the first one to go out. And he said, I have already checked, there's no harm coming to us. The Prophet ﷺ, he was the first to go and sacrifice when the time of need came. Brothers and sisters in Islam, entertainment should not be a means of wasting our character away, to wasting our lives away. Our lives, we have a much higher goal, a much higher purpose. And the early generation, they understood this. They entertained themselves with things that would benefit the ummah. They strengthened their bodies through exercise, through riding horses, through wrestling, through shooting arrows, or throwing spears. The Prophet ﷺ encouraged this. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, again he says, we get together and discuss the book of Allah, and we remember Allah and study His book. But when we get bored, we speak about the stories of great men. See, when they got bored, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he didn't say we turn away from beneficial talk. He said we talk about the stories of great men and great women. This is a good way to relax the heart, but yet benefit and inspire us. So they did things that were beneficial in their spare time. So we have to avoid these things that will cause us to be neglectful of the prayer, the dhikr of Allah, and the obligations that Allah has set for us. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we were born to meet Allah Azza wa Jal. We were born to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the goal of a Muslim's life. You should not let it be wasted away following in seeking out entertainment in all hours of the day and night. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the best example for us is the early generation of believers. Perhaps you've heard the story of the man who during one of the battles, he had just become married. It was his wedding night. And he went to his home with his new wife. And during the middle of the night, the call came out to go and defend Islam. And that didn't prevent him from leaving. He didn't even have time to perform his ghusl. He went out to defend Islam and he gave his life. And he died shaheed for the sake of Allah. The Salaf al-Salih, when it came time for seriousness, they were serious. When it came time for Islam to defend the religion, they were ready for it. But they also made time for their families. They made time for the rights of their families upon them. And we see that the Prophet ﷺ, he used to sometimes joke with the Sahaba. Once he saw a woman, and he said to the woman, you're the one whose husband has whiteness in his eyes. His eyes have whiteness in it. So she became so worried and she ran to her husband. She started looking in his eyes. And he said, what is wrong? And the wife said, the Prophet ﷺ told me you have whiteness in your eyes. And the Sahabi, he said, don't all people have whiteness in their eyes? He wanted to joke with the wife of the woman to make her to relax and to encourage her to. And this is a type of permissible joking. That's not a lie. It's not something that is untrue. The Prophet ﷺ, he was the best of characters. He was one who would smile when he was with people. But when he was alone, he would be serious in worship. He would stand at night in prayer, and his feet would become cracked in order that he be a true servant of Allah. But when he was amongst people, he was always smiling. That was from his good akhlaq, his good character. So in order for us to emulate his character, we have to have this balance in our lives, to spend time when it comes to the salah, the time for learning, the time for defending Islam. We have to be serious and ready. And when it is time for our families, we do what is permissible. We do what is halal. We avoid what is haram, and we do not allow entertainment to cause our hearts to be in ghafla of Allah and lose our true purpose and lose the true reason that Allah has created us. So inshallah, during this coming months, when we have more time, it's a good opportunity for us to attend lectures, to learn beneficial knowledge, to travel with our families to visit. This is also permissible entertainment, to visit one another, to invite one another for dinner or for a gathering together and remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, "These hands that you have, you must use them in what is beneficial before they use you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." You see the depth of understanding of Umar. Use your hands before they use you. Use your life before you lose your life. Before your whole life is gone. And we look back and say, what happened to the many years that Allah has given me? It was gone in the ghafla of Allah and in the wrongful forms of entertainment. So we ask Allah, اللهم أرنا الحق حقا ورزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا ورزقنا اجتنابه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين اللهم اغفر لنا جميعا اللهم اغفر لنا جميعا اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة الله أكبر الله